This is the Texas Standard.
You know, the controversy over removing statues commemorating Confederate leaders and soldiers? Of course, it's not over. After weeks of legal and logistical issues, a hotly debated statue of Confederate leader Robert E. Lee that had stood in Dallas's Oak Lawn neighborhood for some 81 years, well, it was removed last night. Meanwhile, an update to a story we told you about last month regarding North Texas State Representative Eric Johnson and his request to meet with Governor Greg Abbott about some Confederate monuments and plaques on state capitol grounds. Well, his request to meet with the governor has been granted. Joining us now with the latest, Dallas Morning News reporter Lauren Bagahi. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
How many monuments are we talking about on the Capitol grounds?
We're talking about a dozen nods is the term that I always use to the Confederacy and the Capitol grounds. This includes statues, you know, those huge, big monuments you see when you first walk there.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes plaques and seals that are embedded into the floor.
I was going to ask about this. If you've ever approached the Capitol from the south side, which is, I guess, the most sort of grand with the entrance. There are seals up across the top.
That's right.
Right? And you see the seal for the U.S. You see the seal for France. You see the seal for the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, with my own kids, talked through what each of those... Would the Confederate one go missing if, in fact, Johnson has his way?
We have no idea right now. I think the big thing to reiterate to people right now is this is just the governor agreeing to meet with Johnson
right.
and talk about this.
It's not really the removal of the
Oh, absolutely not. We're not there by any means. And in fact, Johnson's sole specific request, other than talking, having a discussion about the monuments, is to remove a plaque that is inside the Capitol, near his Capitol
office. A specific plaque.
A specific plaque. That's the only thing that he's asking to come down immediately. So, you know, I think when they do meet, it'll be interesting to see whether that goes anywhere.
Is there something about that particular plaque, or is it just because it happens to be the one closest to his office?
There is something about it. It was put up in 1959, which is several years, decades after the other monuments at the Capitol went up, obviously in the height of the Civil Rights Movement.
Shortly after Brown versus Board of Education,
is,
the desegregation
yes.
decision.
The statements that it makes claim that the Civil War was not a rebellion, an act of rebellion by the Southern states, and that it wasn't fought over slavery. And that's really all the plaque says. It says, you know, we're this group of children of Confederate veterans. This is what we believe. And
so it's just a general statement of values, not like in praise of
exactly.
The heroes of the Confederacy.
Right,
per
right,
se.
Right. And, you know, when we're talking about things like the Robert E. Lee statue in
right,
Dallas
right.
or these other remembrances to a specific person, some people will make the argument that, oh, such and such fellow was a veteran of some other Texas war, or he went on to become Texas Secretary of State or something like that.
He had other redeeming qualities.
Or links to Texas that
right.
would make him significant
Justify.
In the history of this state.
Right.
But the plaque itself, it doesn't commemorate any one person or battle or anything. It's really just there to make a statement. And Johnson says, you know, not only is it offensive, it's historically inaccurate. If you look at the states, the secession causes that Texas wrote up before they seceded from the Union, in which they state very clearly that it is slavery was a main driving factor in leaving the Union.
So what do you think is the significance of Abbott's decision to meet with Johnson?
The significance is that this is a discussion that has failed to start for many years. There was another black lawmaker a couple of years ago that asked Abbott to meet with him about the same thing, Rodney Ellis. He's now a Harris County commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go anywhere. So just the sheer fact that they're sitting down and they're going to talk is news. The big unknown now is, you know, where is that going to lead? Is that plaque going to come down? Are they going to have some kind of a commission or a committee to discuss, you know, what the future of these huge monuments are, or is it going to peter out? But just the fact that the discussion is happening at all is news.
Lauren Bagahi is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to her latest, texasstandard.org. Good to see you again, Lauren.
Good to see you.